Yeah, no, the harm reduction, you ask about organizations that have arisen in out of the desire to change this model from criminal to public health. So we have an organization now called From Punishment to Public Health, which is a collaboration of John Jay City University, you guys, the Columbia School of Public Health, the NYU School of Medicine, and other departments in these institutions, focusing on the issues for New York City that sit at the intersection of public health and criminal justice, things like domestic violence, drug overdoses, violence of all sorts, actually, guns especially. And to you really have to expend some effort to separate the public health view of something like gun violence from the criminal view of it. Because the numbers are so, even though they're much lower than they've been, they're still very substantial. You know, you can't pick up the paper in New York or Chicago any day in Los Angeles without, you know, a review of awful shootings that destroy people's lives. And when you count those up, they become the major source of death and injury for many young adults, and not to mention all the bystanders who get hit. So in the face of the politics of guns in the United States and the NRA, its suppression of exactly public health research, the NRA managed to get a freeze on the CDC's ability to do gun research going back about 10 years. Because when you look for the answers to these things, to questions like how many affected, who, what makes a difference, what time of day, all that stuff is very hard to find because it hasn't been allowed to be funded by CDC or NIH in the last decade. That's changing now, I think, under new regimes that are coming in, but there's a real vacuum there. But that's a natural place for public health methods, looking at the aggregate effects, making maps, looking at risk by age and location and gender, and all are very, very powerful tools that, in fact, make a lot of sense for looking at public health, at looking at criminal justice issues through a public health lens. The harm reduction relates to drugs and a view of accepting the fact that drug use is pretty universal, always has been, always will be, and that our goals have to be to reduce the consequences, especially those related to violence. And more countries are thinking about drug policy in these terms now. What will be a policy to reduce violence? The most dramatic cases being those near us in Central America or Mexico. You know, which is a huge epidemic of violence associated with the drug business, to sell products that are essentially almost worthless at their origin, or not worthless but free. And the efforts to bring these drugs, cocaine, marijuana, heroin, into the American market are associated with 60,000 murders in Mexico over the last 5, 6 years. Talk about outsourcing. This is a problem that was in the United States at the time of the peak of the war on drugs in the 80s, the crack wars, when between the start of the war on drugs in the 70s and the decline in crime in the 90s, in the 20-year period, there were 200,000 extra homicides compared to the 10 years before and the 10 years since. When the enforcement and the violence associated with drug enforcement in the United States diminished dramatically, but moved over to Mexico into the supply side of it rather than the local markets. A wonderful film called The House I Live In by Jarecki, which is does a very good job of telling the whole story, but especially depicting the level of violence of drug enforcement in this period. And the exposure to that is so many people. That's the end. That was the mechanism that, you know, that built the prison population. And once you're in it, you stay in it one way or another, recidivism, reentry, all that.